Giants were saying to go is fantastic, but to lose is awful. Is that something you tell your teammates as you approach?
Oh, you know, I never speak of losing. You know, I don't speak of losing. You know, I've had my own personal experience with that, and there's nothing I really want to share with the guys. But, you know, I definitely don't want to be on that end of the game, on any means. So whatever it takes, you know, if I have to get carried off the field, then so be it. But whatever it takes at this point.
Cruz and Welker as the two slot guys in this game. Is that the two best slot receivers in the league?
Wes Welker, you know, he's definitely proven, and you know, Cruz, you know, he's done an exceptional year and he's done his thing. But I can't say that they're the best slot receivers in this game. You know, there's a lot of great slot receivers, but right now at the top of their game, I would definitely have to say it's those two.
I mean, Trent, where do you expect to be on Monday when you board the Chargers as a team with your preparation and everything else?
What do you mean?
Well, just kind of where your preparations, but where you guys expect to be from a team standpoint, with all the stuff that's going to be in and everything else by the time you guys fly?
I mean, you know, we have to take it as it comes. You know what I mean? Along with, you know, this opportunity comes a lot of great things. You know, a lot of things you have to, you know, get yourself gathered up for. And, you know, we're preparing this week as if we play this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a message that, you know, that's been brought to us by one of our leaders. And, you know, and we're keeping that on our shoulders.
I guess that's what I'm saying is that is a lot of the work expected to be done by the time you guys are going to Indy?
You know, we're working, and you know, a lot of work is expected to be done and will be done. And also, when we get up there, you know, our mindset is to go out there and win this game. So we're going to do whatever it takes to win this game, and our focus is to prepare and be on top of our game.
Antro, when you prepare for Brady, what is the most difficult aspect of getting ready for him?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of different things. Most of all, you know, his weapons, and I don't think you can actually take his strengths away from him. You know, you can't take his strengths away from him. You know, we just have to be exceptionally good in what we're doing, you know, and try to limit his targets. You know, he's an exceptional quarterback, especially when he scans the field. And, you know, he's very, very good at reading defenses. So we can't take away what he's good at. We can't take away what he's good at, but we can, you know, try to disrupt his targets and take those guys away.
I'm not saying you're invincible, but when you win 5 in a row, do you start feeling like you can't lose?
You know, you never feel like you can't lose, but you can always, you know, feel like you've prepared yourself enough and, you know, you've done everything you can do, you know, to put yourself in a situation to win. And I think that's what our approach is in this team, and I think that's our mindset.
And Trent, what's the most difficult part of the first week before you make the trip to Indianapolis?
I mean, I don't know. I don't see the difficult part of anything. You know, I mean, we're not doing anything, you know, out of ordinary. You know, we're going out there, we're preparing, we're staying on top of our game, and you know, we're preparing this week as if we go out there and play on Sunday.